intercept our conversation that I'm having with Maria. I'll talk in a minute. For all of those who are first-time listeners to this program, to this audio learning episode and the series that I have on my podcast, The New Science of Physical Health, and the Outsmart series, whether it's our audio book, the classroom, or the health lab, I want to intercept the phone call. And the phone call I'm having, or the Zoom meeting I've been having with Maria, for this purpose. I want to mention that we started talking here about something called a Lumen device. I'll get to that in just a moment, and Maria talks in detail all about what that's technology, that health technology is. But I want to intercept it for a different reason. I want to come back to the concept that I have inside the Outsmart classroom, where I have 6 modules and 18 critical frameworks. So I've spent, and I've talked about this at the start of the episode, I've spent over 37 years delivering 40,000 lessons in health and physical education, physical activity, and so through my teaching in schools here in Australia, and I've interviewed over 100 PhDs in the past decade in a number of different disciplines related to exercise physiology, medicine, public health, and we talked about that at the start. The point that I want to make is that the 18 critical frameworks that are inside the Outsmart classroom, 3 of them in module number 3, in fact, out of the 6 modules, there's 3 frameworks in each one, are related to health adaptations. Now, part of those adaptations in the frameworks that we have are related to the adaptation of burning fat. And I go through the science of that, and I relate it to some of the things that you're about to hear from Maria as we continue through this conversation. However, when I talk about health adaptations that lower your risk of sickness, disease, and premature death, and lower your complications from obesity and being overweight, like Maria's talked about her in this first part of her conversation with me, and some of the things that she's begun to accomplish. She'll go on to more about it in just a moment. When I talk about health adaptations and reducing complications from obesity, I'm not necessarily talking about the visual impact from reducing your obesity. So I'll try and delineate this a little more, be more explicit in what I'm talking about. What we are all looking for those of us who feel uncomfortable about our bodies, we just look in the mirror and we go, I don't look like I want to look. I want to drop some weight. What we are looking to do is find a solution that creates a result in that area. Well, Maria and I are about to talk about the best one I've ever seen in my 37-year career. The best one that's clinically validated. It has no hocus-pocus magic diet fad thing to it. It has pure and utter molecular and physiological science, and I love that. We talk about metabolism and measuring your metabolic flexibility. Back to that shortly. What I want to concentrate on, people, and the part of the conversation that Maria and I are just on, is this concept of physical activity. Physical activity has the benefits of generating molecular and physiological health adaptations. I'll give you a snippet of something from the Outsmart classroom right now that just lets you touch and skim the surface of health adaptations. But what health adaptations do is they drive down your clinical risk of complications from obesity, complications from cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and strokes. Big complication with those can cause your premature death. Complications from diabetes, high blood sugar, and complications from the potential of cancer events, or if you have cancer events, complications from drive down complications if you do get a cancer event. So my whole being explicit here, whole purpose of this part is that the physical activity that you will learn through the Outsmart platform is designed to change the structure and function of parts of your body, like your heart, like your lungs, like your blood vessel network, that change your risk from the two leading causes of sickness, disease, and premature death globally. Whether it's England, where Maria lives, or Australia, where I live, or any one of the other 87 countries that listen to my show on the podcast, The New Science of Physical Health. The two leading causes of sickness, disease, and death are cardiovascular events, number one, 18 million people worldwide per year pass away from a cardiovascular event. Approximately 80% of those we know are preventable. About 8 million people a year will pass away from a cancer event per year. Many of those are preventable. About double of what I just mentioned will actually have a cardiovascular event and a cancer event. 36 million and 16 million. But about half survive temporarily. The goal of what I want to do and teach you about physical activity is that you drive down the risk of complication by what's called the correct dose of physical activity. What is the correct dose for your specific body that will create a health adaptation or a myriad of health adaptations? Because if you focus on the correct dose of physical activity, it will significantly improve your personal physical health status and lower your risk of cardiovascular events and cancer events. But the beautiful thing is it'll have a cascading impact into all of the other areas of major health catastrophe that we have. So for example, here is one health adaptation if you have the correct dose of physical activity, not the correct type, but the correct dose. I won't go into that here, not enough time. I want to get back to the conversation with Maria. But what I will talk about in detail, lots of detail, are the impact quadrant and the molecular benefit map. They are two major frameworks inside my Outsmart classroom to go in depth, deep learning and deep knowledge about molecular and physiological health adaptations that I will guarantee drive down your risk of sickness, disease, and certainly the health catastrophe of premature death like happened to my father all those years ago. Here's one example of a health adaptation. The correct dose of physical activity will release a molecule into your blood vessels that will increase and improve the elasticity of your blood vessel walls. So the molecule is called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide has a short half-life. It doesn't stay in your blood vessels very long, but it has this impact on the blood vessel wall that makes it more elastic. Why is that important? Because an increase in elasticity drives down your risk of hypertension, high blood pressure. Everyone's heard of high blood pressure. A lot of people kind of like just push it to one side. It is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous disease. Very dangerous. For a whole lot of reasons, don't have time to go into here. I'll give those to you in the Outsmart book, Classroom and Health Lab. But the release of nitric oxide improves the elasticity of your blood vessel wall. What's the impact of that besides reducing your risk of hypertension? It decreases and improves a score that cardiologists measure called pulse wave velocity. So if you ever have the need to go to a cardiologist, and usually it's not a good reason if you are reach that stage of the medical cycle, one of the things they measure with an ultrasound device is the speed at which blood leaves your heart, reaches your toes and fingers, and returns to your heart. The faster that happens, the more detrimental it is for your long-term health outcomes, and it could be very catastrophic because it means you have arterial stiffness. The slower that happens, the better your pulse wave velocity score. That's the goal. How do you get that? You get that by having elastic blood vessels, like you did when you were young. But when you get to be in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, unbeknownst to nearly everyone I've ever spoken to, the elasticity of their arterial network decreases. But you can absolutely continue to have beautiful elastic arteries and blood vessel network and capillaries if you have the correct dose of physical activity. All right, I wanted to intercede the conversation. That's a couple of minutes, about 5 or 6 minutes of that. Let's go back now to my conversation with Maria Fox and pick up where we left off.
Absolutely. Exercise, I mean, it does so much for other things, brain health, you know, and yeah, low intensity exercise impacts on fat burning, but it wasn't exercise. Exercise was never going to do it.
No. And that's, a frustrating thing for people, and frustrating for me too, because the diseases that people get, the complications from the diseases, which can be a health catastrophe and threaten their life, physical activity does do something for those, but not for the visceral on the outside so much. And that's the great mental challenge.
And I actually do think that actually the benefit, the only kind of key benefit in terms of my cellular health was probably, well, obviously heart, my heart, VO2, my aerobic capacity is good. Mm. It was already good. Now it's exceptional. Mm. Probably the reason why I'm not insulin resistant and I didn't have an issue around blood sugar and insulin was probably because of the exercise that I was doing throughout my whole life.
When as this episode goes to air, I'm going to insert parts into the episode, and I'm going to talk about the science of how does that biometric that you just mentioned, which I have a very specific focus on, how does that impact blood sugar? Because the work that I've done with multiple professors in multiple countries of exercise physiology, there's key data and key research around how does that impact your blood sugar levels and reduce complications. And if you reduce your blood sugar levels, why does that reduce complications? You know, people, just concepts like that, which people haven't learned. So come back to this unbelievably cool technology. In fact, until I met the Lumen device, for me as an educator, I stayed away from talking about anything to do with food, because there wasn't anything that was... We have a term in learning called visible learning, and that Lumen device is the best thing I've ever seen in my lifetime for visible learning. So for your journey, describe to me, for my audience, how did you, like, when you started using it, like, what was it like for you and what's it done for you?
Well, it's totally changed my life, is the real truth of the matter. And, you know, people still say now, but you changed it because you made choices. Yeah, I did make choices. There's no doubt about that. The device is not going to do the work that you have to do. Yeah. But the device arrived. 2 days later, I reported unfit for work because I actually just could not go on because I was so unwell by this point. Mm. I'd had a blood clot. I had supraventricular tachycardia. Wow. I was obese in terms of BMI. I was suffering from acute symptoms of perimenopausal stress, and the Lumen device arrived in the midst of all of that. And that was another thing. It was like, oh, well, I need to do something about my weight. And this bit of tech looks as though it might be able to help me with orientating me towards weight loss. And I was feeling pretty low. And I thought, well, if there's something that can help, this is great. I'd actually seen Chris Froome advertise it. And we do laugh, me and the Lumen, the guys that run the Facebook community, about this, because they say, thank goodness for Chris Froome, because Chris Froome advertised it. And Chris Froome's a bit of a hero of mine, cycling.
Oh, he's unbelievable. I know who Chris Froome is, of course.
I love cycling. I'd seen him in the Tour de France when I went to the Tour de France a few years back.
Wow.
I'd cycled to Paris, in fact, back in 2013. So, and I'd lost weight. I'd had a big weight loss journey at the beginning of my 40s and then obviously regained the weight. So anyway, Chris Froome's advertising it. If this device doesn't work, I can send it back. There's a money back guarantee, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
So the device arrives, and I found it a little bit difficult to use, actually, if I'm honest, in the beginning, because I wasn't quite sure what you were supposed to be doing with it. inhaling through it. I managed, and I started getting the measurements. And because I was in such a space of struggling, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, really what Lumen did was it gave me a structure, gave me a structure on how to focus on how to look after myself better.
Yeah.
So, and that was really the start. So I started to follow the plan. I was very diligent with that. It did give me a focus, because actually, you know, nothing else was really feeling right in my life, but I'd got this little device. It was telling me what to eat every day. Yeah. And I think I knew enough about food to know what was good carbohydrate and what was bad carbohydrate, but there was plenty in the, you know, in the tools and the help to help with that. And I made myself a list of all the protein foods that I liked.
Yeah.
and all the carbohydrate foods that I liked. And I knew because I'd done a DNA test as well that I was highly sensitive to refined carbohydrates and quite sensitive to saturated fat. So I tried to just keep those out of the nutrition. And I just began to follow the plan. And in the first 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't really see much fat loss, not massive anyway. But I also stopped drinking alcohol at the same time. And that was quite a big factor too. But then within about 6 or 7 weeks, I was seeing the measurements come down in the morning to low measurements, which means you're burning fat, which is what you want to wake up doing.
Yeah.
And I was starting to see the weight come off. And I remember doing a little interview for them because the team, the Lumen community at that point was only about 1,500 people.
Wow.
You know, we're talking like this community has absolutely exploded.
Oh, it's astronomical.
The inception. Yeah, it's completely. So they asked me to do a little video for them. I mean, I'm happy to share that with you at some point.
Yeah,
which is really funny watching it because I'm like, I must have taken about, I don't know, 6 times to actually record this 2-minute video saying how great Lumen was for me. And it was just to encourage their team. You know, it was working. I'd lost about 16 pounds, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
And just day by day, following the choices, making the decisions, little steps, just, you know, prioritizing sleep, lowering my stress levels, eating right. And then I changed my exercise routine from being high intensity to lower intensity. And then I added strength. And that was when I really started to see some big shifts take place. So about month 3, I started to, you know, see ones in the morning. It was really amazing how the journey kind of just took place. No extreme fasting. Yeah. None of this, I'm going to fast until I see myself in fat burn. No, I just, you know, I woke up with 3s and 4s most mornings for the first 5 weeks.
Wow.
But I didn't know any different. And no one was going, oh, I'm not getting 2s in the community because the community was so small. So you didn't get all that commentary around, I never blow a 1, I never blow a 2. None of that existed. There was nobody coming up with that sort of narrative. And I just thought, well, this device is, I'm supposed to follow the plan. That's what I'm going to do. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And then 7 months later, 50 pounds had gone.
Wow. So that's what, to me, this, where the inventors of it have come up, because like I said, I've interviewed over 100 professors around the world and all different genres of health sciences and medicine. And where I find this Lumen device as an educator, I mean, I've been educating since 1985. You know, it's a long time now. And and teaching health and physical education. And where I find Lumen this complete revelation for anyone is visible learning is, can I see an impact in real time? And what you've described to me there is this impact on a daily basis. Oh, I'm burning carbohydrates. All right, this is what I've got to do. And here's a this coaching plan that they give you every day. It just blows my mind how effective that is.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, so it was quite apparent in the beginning that sometimes when I exercised, I would be burning carbohydrates afterwards or a mix, which is when I then sort of realized that I needed to maybe change the intensity. And the interesting thing, you know, having done some experiments since, I mean, I teach indoor cycle and have done for quite a long time now. And what is really interesting is I taught class the other week and my Garmin stress levels were really high afterwards, but also for hours afterwards, I was blowing 4s. I blew 5 after teaching and I blew 4s for the next 2 to 3 hours. And that was purely because the intensity of the session raised cortisol levels.
Yep.
It was requiring glucose. It wasn't going to put me in fat burn, which explained why I didn't really burn a lot of fat when I was doing exercise, you know, through all the years, because I was always working out too hard. Out too hard. I mean, that's just a crazy concept because, you know, that was what you thought you should do. Work out as hard as you can. Yeah. Otherwise, you haven't done a session.
And that's where my whole education is focused around what is the actual mechanism that makes you healthy. And that's the internally, what are the molecular and physiological health adaptations that cause health? And that's where what we don't get taught at school. And I know that because I've been teaching for so many years and I know it's the same in England. I know it's the same in the US and all the countries that listen to our program. So, That's a fascinating journey. And so now you've arrived at the point where your objective, I understand, is to teach what you've learned and experienced to as many people as possible. Have you got a coaching program starting soon? Is that right?
There's that transition bell again. We're at about the 20-minute mark, as promised in the first episode. Each of these three parts are around about 20 minutes long. And so here's what we're going to do. Answer that question. Pick up directly from what Maria's answer is in part three and the final episode. Once again, everybody, thank you for joining me at this one. Part three is fantastic. Got a great finish to part three in the next episode, whether you get to it straight away, tomorrow, or somewhere down the track. That's it, everybody. Let's outsmart sickness, disease, and premature death together and finish off doing it in part three.